Yeah. Read this. This is Creative Control. Mm-hmm. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creativepreneurs, giving you insight and sharing our experiences. Boom. Come on. I do this. Wordplay.
That's the start.
Yeah, that's something we can always say.
I thought organically you would just start up with something. But...
Well, no, that you still need some kind of formal introduction, but I'll
say okay, so wait, so...
I do it the first go around.
Wait. Read it with me.
This is Creative Control. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creativepreneurs, giving you insight and sharing our experiences. It's simple. It's pretty much all. It covers everything.
It does.
Yep, 3, 2, 1. Boom, we are recording. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Creative Control.
Creative Control.
Woo! This is our... We're doing this for Black History Month, considering that we are Black creative entrepreneurs. So yeah, joining us tonight for the first time, as we said, I'm sorry, let me back up here. As we stated in the last episode, we mentioned we're going to start featuring guest creatives. We're going to start bringing in people who have something to say, yeah, and is trying to leave a mark in the industry. So joining us this evening is Sound Tech Guy Joe.
Is that his actual title?
That's not his actual title.
Joe, drop your
what
title.
He came up with.
Drop it. Drop your
that's,
title.
That would be his unofficial title at the Legacy House.
Oh,
but
okay.
CEO, founder of The Womb. Joe, what else you got, man? Joe's a man of many talents.
And I am. So I'm just starting to venture off into this photography stuff. Okay. But mainly just audio and producing. So that's where I'm at right now.
Yep.
Okay.
Brand ambassador, if anybody
that
needs
too.
One.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Can't forget that.
Hey, so that means he's a consultant too?
Yes.
Add them titles. Yeah. Add them titles. Yeah. Draw many, that resume.
Many hats. So yeah, thanks again for joining us, Joe.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
It's about to get crazy. It's about to go down.
That's right.
I'm prepared.
So... What are we talking about tonight, Chris? What's going on, man?
Kicking it off, this episode, we are going to be talking about creatively, strategically moving within our industry as Black entrepreneurs.
Cool.
For those who are like, well, what does that even mean? Or what? How can I relate to that? It's basically content, how you put it out, what you do to even get to that content, what's your process of trying to, you know, reach your market, all those little tidbit things that we have to strategize as creators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, I'm gonna let you talk. I'm gonna let you take it first, and then Joe, you hit us with your knowledge, and then last but not least, I'm gonna drop the gems for him.
No, wow.
I actually
was gonna start off with a question. You know, what is your approach to creating content? Like, what's your strategy for content creation? You know, anybody can feel free to chime in after that one.
Joe, you the guest. I'm gonna let you take this one, man.
So my strategy for content creation right now, since I'm in the beginning stages, I'm really trying to, you know, just catch any inspiration that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I jumped into the different facets of what I do, so that I can grab different things, like me being on this podcast with you guys.
Yeah.
But that's really what it comes from, is just catching those moments and saying, mm-hmm, okay, I need to capture this. It definitely does get hard when you're the only one that's doing it. So me being like the producer or whatever the case may be, I'm generally in the moment. So it's almost like you have to have your own entourage there that's snapping the photos, that's getting all of the audio and stuff from it. So it gets a little difficult, but I think when you capture those moments, then that's when it happens.
Yeah. No, I definitely understand. I can definitely agree with that. Real quick, man, for those who don't know, I've never met Joe, but great guy. Joe, how old are you, man?
I am 25.
25, okay. So you're around my age. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Young Bucks, taking over.
Yes, sir.
This is my 30th this year.
I know you old, man. It's all good.
But yeah, Joe, I think you brought up a good point right there, man. It is a whole lot more difficult when you're a one-man army. Because I know last year, you've been planning on dropping your project. Let me backtrack for a second. Your project actually drops this year. The Womb is being released and launched this year, correct?
Well, not necessarily in March, but you know, I'm still trying to. I'm a perfectionist, and it sucks sometimes.
Okay.
Because you never really are perfect. You never can be perfect. So trying to figure out how to have my I's dotted and my T's crossed just enough to where I can launch it and people grasp the concept and what it's supposed to be, and they don't dive too ahead of the time and say, oh wait, he's not all this and that. It's like, well, hold on. It's coming. So this year, really my focus this year is getting, you know, my team together, getting my networks together, and then 2020 is definitely like
the official
that's my year.
Okay. I had my dates messed up, my bad. Because I remember last year, like, everything was in the planning process. Like, Joe, for everybody listening, I can tell you guys right now, Chris, Joe has been meticulous about his strategy, like, in terms, in implementing it in a creative manner. Like, you heard just a little bit of what he's trying to do. But, I mean, the project that this guy is going to unveil is going to be absolutely phenomenal. It's going to be game-changing.
Yes, yes.
And it takes, it took him, how long have you been contemplating the Womb? I know for a year. I know for all of last year.
Yeah.
It took you all of last year primarily.
I would definitely say it's been a good year, like hard, steady, fast. But this is something that I've been trying to do since childhood, essentially. I've had this idea. And then it's funny because I'm in school right now, going to full school. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So as we're going through these courses, I realized without even thinking about it, what I was actually trying to do and who I was trying to model. And I was like, oh, now since last year, that's it. I'm on it. So now I know exactly what I'm trying to do and where I'm trying to go.
Yeah. Shout out to my alma mater. That's 2 degrees.
You're what,
from
Chris? You're
my
what?
My alma mater. my alma mater.
Yeah.
Does Full Sail is really good when it comes to helping you figure out, if you're in the creative world, where you need to be and how to sometimes get there. And they don't give you all the tools, but they give you the tools that you require just enough. So that's a good track, Joe. And I mean, you kind of, Mike and Joe, y'all brought up a really good point, you know, especially regarding release and being a perfectionist and content, because that's one of the main subjects that relate to this, being strategic on figuring out what is truly perfect and then what is perfect enough to release.
Yeah.
You know, finding that medium, because I'm struggling right now with my projects. Like, I have things I want to drop, but I'm like, let me take a step back, because is it really worth it? Is it, you know, in being a one-man team, touching on what you guys said, it conflicts, because there's certain things that you need. So for me, I sometimes need help in audio, or I might need an extra hand holding the camera because I see a shot that, you know, there's something, right? There's always something that you're missing. And,
you know, Chris, I have to say thank you, guys. I have been listening to your podcast. I told Mike this the other day. I was like, I sat and actually watched or listened to you guys' podcast, and definitely when you guys was talking about, you know, how do you know your price?
Yeah,
I tuned into it. And I was like, oh, so it kind of tunes into what you're talking about today of being a perfectionist, and being like, oh wait, I can't drop this. At least for me, starting out, it's like I don't really know my prices yet. So figuring that out, it's like, okay, that was top of the line, got that together. Now it's moving on, and it's like, okay, now I'm getting a little more comfortable with just dropping and saying, you know what, this is what we do, this is who we are,
and take it or leave it. And a lot of people don't understand that stuff is not, those questions, as easy as they sound, is very difficult to answer when you're trying to put an idea out here.
Yeah.
And so, and it's a good thing that we're talking about strategizing. Like, you know, you play chess and you gotta, you just can't move pieces across the board arbitrarily. Like, you need to come with a solid game plan. Otherwise, you just, you're all over the place. I know for myself, I've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah, you've been doing this for some time, right? I know I'm
launched 2014.
Yeah, I'm three years in.
I've been doing it for 5 years, and I think third quarter of last year, I really felt comfortable in what it is that I'm doing. And that's because I'm honestly taking my time. Mm-hmm. I'm testing things. You know, I go to events to be practical. Mm-hmm. And to answer that question, like, what's my personal strategy? I do a lot of, experimentation. You know, I'm testing these platforms like social media. I'm going to these events. I'm talking to people. I consult with Eonian Legacy. And, I share, I bounce ideas off to Joe, and I'll bring things up in conversation just to see what hits and what's not hitting. Now, this is, I'm just speaking pretty broadly, because to give the details would take a little bit more time than what we have. But part of my strategic process is a lot of experimentation, even on down to the visuals. Like, I'm crafting visuals, not based off of what others have done, but, you know, how do I say this? What's in my style and what I feel is going to work? What's going to reach reach my audience? You know what I mean? What's going to reach my market? What are people reacting to? So a lot of my stuff is a lot of hit or miss. Like, okay, this works, this doesn't work. This worked, cool. We're going to develop this a little bit more. My social media right now, my Instagram, it took me three years out of the 5 years I've been doing this to really craft what I want my Instagram aesthetic to look like. So now, instead of doing posts, you know, square by square by square, I'm trying to tell a story using the three squares. You know what I mean? So when you go to my page, it looks like a portfolio. There's a little bit of advertisement there, so on and so forth.
Right.
Yeah. That was a long-winded response, but nevertheless.
That was a very long. Hey, Joe. You said you listened to the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that podcast that said Mike talked about? This is where it comes in play. Mike will literally lay out his whole construct of his mind.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it makes sense. Like, if you're able to really tune into what Mike's saying and follow it, he paints a picture clear in your head.
Oh, well, I tried to.
About the process. And I mean, since Mike's my older brother, I took variations of his process.
Mm-hmm.
And I've added my own little tune to it.
Pause right there. So you just admit to having suffering from the younger sibling syndrome?
Yeah.
Where everything the oldest does, you got to do?
No, but I do it better. See, I take it and I do it better. But as far as experimenting goes, I feel like it's hard to experiment in today's society. And I really want to experiment because things are moving so fast that if you experiment and you mess up, people are going to look at you and be like, oh, you ain't good. Like, this is trash. So you have to be trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I find confliction in that, because the reality of it is you have to throw something out there. It's like fishing. You have to throw something out there to see if something's going to bite.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't bite, then, and sorry, I'm really good at analogies and metaphors.
Right.
So I lay out the picture of what I visualize, that a struggle that someone goes through. So if you're throwing bait out there and someone doesn't bite, you know, what process do you have to then put into place to try to revitalize your name, you know, or try to then bring back your brand and put it in a positive image?
Mike, we were just talking about this, and it's funny because
we're just having this
conversation.
Yeah,
we talk universal. Everything lines up for a reason here.
Yeah. Because I was literally, as we was on the phone earlier, I was trying to figure out, you know, the concept of people when they say, yeah, your business might fail. I was like, well, I don't want my business to fail. Now, there are some things inside of it that might go south or not the way I planned it. But my business itself, at least what I'm building as a foundation, I feel like if you build a strong foundation, no matter what happens, you don't really have to do a lot of rebranding. You don't have to do a lot of whole bunch of marketing or anything like that if you have a strong foundation. because that's literally just, oh, that tree fell. I got 1,500 others that are sitting there waiting.
Right.
So let me go ahead and take this and move with it because your brand is still there. Like for me, the womb, there might be some things inside of it that might, you know, go south or upside down, but the womb itself will still stand.
It's a solid concept.
Yeah.
It's a solid concept. I honestly feel like even before you actually launch anything, if your concept, right, the brand concept is pretty solid, you're fine.
Oh yeah.
Like I think you'll be fine. I honestly believe you'll be okay because the foundation is solid. You got a lot of cats out here that come up with ideas and they just drop them and they weren't thought about. There was no strategy implemented, no testing, none of that. They were just like, you know what, this is what I want to do, boom, I'm gonna put it out there.
Right.
And essentially I think those are the ones that fail, but I know from the conversation that we've had, Joe, like your stuff is going to be solid because you're approaching it from a SWOT, what they would refer to as a SWOT analysis, but you're looking at the strengths and weaknesses. Of the entire thing, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense, like the concept makes sense.
I mean, sometimes you have to take that. And Joe, that womb idea, low-key, sounds really dope. So outside of this, we're going to connect about it. I want to hear more.
Why would it be low-key, Chris? Why is it low-key?
Because I don't do high-key. I don't do high-key. I stay in the shadows. I stay in the shadows. Because things are low-key. Like, underground music was dope. It was low-key. Mm. Underground. So
watch how he tries to justify this. But okay, go ahead.
Watch how I try. I just did. You just, when you went, you confirmed my justification.
Gotcha.
Gang, low key. For those who are now listening, low key is the new high key.
Wow. All
right.
Good to know.
No, on another note, it sounds like the moves are there. We're making them, right? Mm-hmm. But there's still confliction. And as Black entrepreneurs, where do you see that struggle kind of come into play when you're faced with adversity and being strategic and creating?
So I guess I'll take this one first. For me, I would definitely say it's a twofold thing. Because you got to look outside. You got to look outside the community, but you also have to look in. And this isn't to bash anybody or, you know, I'm a type of person that wants to get my community straight. Because the minute I get my community straight, I don't have to worry about anything else. Because we're good. So, and the money stays in circulation. So I'm not worried about anything. But I realized that for our community, like you said earlier, once you mess up, that's it. Like, they don't let you live it down. They don't let you forget it or anything like that. So I think it will play into part when we allow ourselves to be forgiven, when we allow others, or when we forgive others as well. So when we decide that we want to let stuff go, hey, cool. Yeah. We'll be all right. But so on the opposite end of that.
Is it possible to forgive R. Kelly?
We're going there already. You're going to jump that ship already.
It's impossible, man. Like,
You have things that, at least for me personally, that I would say you can't forgive the act. You can't.
Right.
You can't forgive that. But to keep hammering it down. Truth be told, for me, there's a lot of people at play. Just with that scenario itself, there's a lot of different things and people at play. So me, no, I'm not going to forgive R. Kelly. But I will let R. Kelly do his music. You do whatever you're going to do, bro, because that's your bread. But I know how to use you. I know where I'm going to put you. I know I'm not going to let my child go see you. That's not happening. Yeah. But for me, and when I grew up, hey, your music's dope, bro. You're a genius. Yeah. But I'm not. I know where to use you. And I think that's where a lot of people are going back to your question is, when people start remembering or figuring out where to use people instead of just throwing them out completely. Okay, cool. We know this about you. We know this. Black people, we got to get better at, you know, keeping our own stuff in our own backyard. We know what you do. We know what you've done, and we've known this for some years.
Right.
But you make some good music, so we're going to let you continue doing whatever you're doing, because that's at least helping us.
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead, do what you're going to do. But I know none of my children are going to be sitting there. None of them. Right. I'll go to one. I grew up on them.
Yeah. After watching that documentary, I'm just like, I still actually saw it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's on Hulu. Shout out Hulu. Had to do a plug, but I definitely agree with you, Joe. And I honestly feel that you were right. Like, to separate, you know, the morality from the creativity is something people aren't doing. You know, like. Kevin Hart, shout out to him. Joe, you gotta watch this. In his Breakfast Club, because I feel like I'm Angela Yee right now, interview. he basically stated, you know, that being a creator and a comedian is different because from his product of environment that he came from.
Mm-hmm.
His background is something, you know, to us, relaxed and not as serious and insensitive. Right. Excuse me. So things are okay. And as creators, we have to figure that into our strategies of, okay, we're a product of our environments, but these people are not, and they don't have that knowledge.
Right.
So going forward, I'm at a crossroad of, it's hard because being an African American, being a geek, but also being a sports fanatic, you know, those worlds don't really collide amongst each other. So to try to intertwine them, it's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe, I see you. What you got to say, Joe?
You know, when I tell you my mind runs in like multiples, me and my mom's literally had this conversation. You know, one of the things that growing up, she's always known that I've had a creative thought. So one of the biggest things that she always said, there was two. You weren't crying when you did it, so don't cry now. And then two, make sure that you know what others are doing. In your situation where you're saying, hey, I got three different facets that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Her biggest thing was figure out how to get into them. Because the minute that you do, and they're really not that hard. You do photography. You're a football fanatic. Go do photography at a sports game.
Right.
Use that. And then you got Michael that does all the logos. Figure out how to toss some sports stuff in your logos and in your shots.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard to do. We just don't think that deep into it. So
to
me, it's like, if I love audio, I love music, and I love driving. So how do I get myself into those Bose positions or into the board with, you know, the guys that are actually making the stereos and all this and that and the third.
Right.
Getting those things and put myself in those positions will allow me to really play with anything that I want, that I enjoy.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Mike, what you got?
Nah, I think you guys pretty much covered it for me. Pretty much covered it.
Hold up.
Yeah,
Mike ain't got nothing to say.
I've had this
a new creative control, man.
But just that, you know, tying in creativity into current events, right, is what we just basically did. There's just so many ways you can dissect that whole R. Kelly situation. And Chris, what you said was, I don't even know how to describe it. Honestly, the word is slipping my mind, but how do we separate morality from creativity? You know, and I think, and let's just step outside the box here, right? It's just us talking. I think in a way you got to kind of plan for stuff like that. Like, that's part of the strategy process as well. Your personal life, how is that going to interfere with your creativity? And if I sound crazy, y'all my brothers, so y'all feel free to be like, Mike, shut up, you know, but I think you should plan for your personal life interfering with your creativity, and you got to see how your artwork or your idea is, in whatever it is you're working on, is going to impact the public on a personal level. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Definitely. No, Mike, shut up. you make perfect sense, man.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the 30-minute mark, so with this last question, Joe, I'm gonna direct this to you, man, because okay, you're the guest. In your previous years, mm-hmm, of you said you've been trying to do this for a while now, and it's been on your thought. Mm-hmm. You know, in the previous years, what did you see back then that's different from now as a creator?
So for me, that's an interesting question, because I see it from different thoughts and different patterns. Before I got here, I was in the military, so I was there for 5.5 years. So it started while I was there too. So starting and seeing it there, it was harder to see there because I was in such an isolated spot. Mm-hmm. But when I actually started digging into it, we're a little bit more open now, with, you know, just about anybody could do it. I feel like we are shattering that thought of you have to be the top 1% to be able to do what you enjoy doing. I do believe we're smashing that. But I feel like we're losing, in the midst of that, the actual personality in it. You know, you being a creative.
Yeah.
I feel like we're losing the personality in it. I feel like everybody's trying to be somebody instead of being themselves. So that's what I've seen change was the loss of personality.
Drop that Atlanta 2 gem.
Mm-hmm.
That's season 2 gems right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I love that. Mike, what you got, man?
I was actually going to ask y'all, for the viewers out here, for the people that are trying to breach into this industry that are Black, right? Because for those that haven't listened to the previous episodes, I didn't know what steps to take, Joe. Like,
mm-hmm,
I was telling Chris, I think like episode 1, I didn't know. I didn't know what to do to get, you know, to scale my vision. What do y'all think, right? And we can kind of, I guess we can say these are our final thoughts right here. What are some practical tips you would tell somebody when it comes to being a creative and birthing their idea?
So like,
they'll find out about that 2020. They'll find out about that.
Oh yeah, things are to come, man. Mm-hmm. Gotta love it. But dang, I lost my train of thought. To put
you
that
think,
in
the... Chris?
Oh, no, sometimes. Not all the time. To put that in perspective for myself, I just see it as, to be me, it's difficult. Because there's parts of me that people don't really know and understand. So through a very subliminal way in my creativity, I add those parts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're keen to, you know, the subtext of something, or lawyers do it all the time when they're adding certain words that actually mean something in a very multiple, like a double entendre, for those who like know music, where something means something in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You could take it no matter what your perspective. That's actually how I've implemented my creativity into my work. So if you go back and you look at some of the things that I've done and some of the things I'm actually working on and will be releasing, there's going to be certain parts that where you're like, oh my God, this is so obvious, but there's going to be that subliminalness that is me intertwining my personality that I can't publicize in a very discreet message.
So basically find ways to leave your signature in your work.
Graffiti artists do it all the time.
Yeah.
Artists do it all the time. Look at that. Ding. You heard it. Drop a bomb on a mic.
Yeah. What about you, Joe? If you had to give some tips for some people that are trying to get to where you're getting ready to go, what would you say?
I have 3 pillars that I live by.
Talk to
forever.
Bars.
Be honest in communication. Be consistent, and grow.
That's okay.
It.
Simple.
That's it. It's literally that simple. Once people get down to the root of those, mm-hmm. it's literally that simple. You allow yourself the ability to be you. So right. you're not, like I said earlier, you're not trying to be somebody else because you're just doing you. Now, there are people in the industry that's done it longer than we have. And that's quite all right to say, hey, what are they doing there? How did they get there? Mm-hmm. Take that, use that. And I believe y'all talked about this on the other podcast. I think you said the mic was going back and learning. Yeah. Never stop learning. Never stop yeah. learning, because that's yeah. going to help your growth. And yep. if you're honest in communication and consistent, you'll get where you want to be. And then understand your level of success. That's really yeah. what mine, I would say that's, if anything, I'll probably add that as a fourth pillar.
Right.
Understand your level of success. Understand mm-hmm. where you want to be. Not because somebody else said it, but because right. you want to. Me, I just want to set up my family.
Yeah.
And be, that's my level of success. My family being straight. I don't have to worry about money. I don't have to worry about anything else. I'm right. good, and I can go do whatever I want to do.
Right.
I get that. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. You sure? That's a ding for Joe.
Yeah.
That's a ding for Joe. It's on That's key. Funny because it came in it's right on time. Key. Yeah.
It's like drop a bomb on the mic.
Yeah. What would I give these young bucks coming up that are trying yeah. to get to where I am? Honestly, Joe, you hit it over the head, man. My final thought would have to be in line up with yours. Knowing it all is centered around knowing yourself and really sitting down and dissecting this, your idea, and, you know, bringing it back to creativity. What is your project? What is your idea? What's your brand? What's this company? And breaking it down and looking at the components and asking, does it make sense? And does it fit who I am? Because mm-hmm. you said it, man, like too many people are trying to do the same thing without themselves in it. And it's making them look like everybody else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So if I was telling somebody right now, I would tell them, know who you are and break down your idea and really think it out. Like really think about it before you just do it.
Right.
You know?
On that last note, for those who are listening, to know who you are, do not go back and go, oh, I remember when so-and-so said this. I remember when so-and-so said this. This helped influence me. No, go back to when you were alone mm-hmm. and you had time to yourself to right. actually contemplate and formulate your own thoughts, not influence thoughts, but like your own thoughts. And that yeah. is who you truly are.
That's it.
If I may.
Be original. Yeah. No, go ahead, Joe. This is... Yeah. Yeah, man, this is your stage.
Meditate. It really goes along with what you were saying, Chris, is meditate. That's literally, that will give you a long time. That will give you the time to think and process your plan, but also write it down. So yeah. after you get out of your meditation, you go back in and say, okay, what did write I just think about? Down. What just popped in my head? Mm-hmm. Start writing it down, even if it makes no sense. I literally have a journal of just stuff that's just written.
Just ideas.
Just write.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. All
right. On that note, my food just gave us away.
These unintentional
dings and sounds.
Well, you know, before we close out, thank you so much, Joe, for joining the podcast. We hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, sir.
We hope
yes, sir.
Everything that you, you know, if you got the free time, we definitely would want you to come back and speak, because people don't understand. Joe got a lot. He got a lot, and I don't think 30 minutes is enough. Thank 40. You, Ding. 40 minutes is enough Ding. to really, you know, get everything out there. But where can they find you on social media?
Well, right now they're all getting set up, and you know, like I said, I'm a kind of perfectionist.
Gotcha. But, yeah.
I do have. I'm coming up with the room Instagram. I'm coming up with my website, which we're waiting for that to go ahead and drop down mm-hmm. so that people can see it, at least right. get a glimpse of it. Right. But you know, I'll let y'all know, and then yeah. you know, we'll hopefully y'all give a shout out, and
when it's all ready
to go, y'all know.
Yeah,
definitely. Chris, what's the question, bro?
All right, so the question is, how do you, the viewers,
why is Mike still getting dings? That's the question.
That is a really good question.
Nah, go ahead.
What is the listeners and viewers of this podcast? What are your ways of strategically being creative? And for the Black entrepreneurs out there, African Americans, whatever you guys like to go by, what is your strategic way of being creative in today's society? That's it.
What is your strategy for being creative
in today's society as a Black entrepreneur? In today's
society as a Black entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, as you guys already know, we're on the Anchor Podcast, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, SoundCloud. Check us out. Leave your answer in the comments. Share. We thank you. Thank you so much, Joe, for stopping by.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, man. Thanks
a lot. It was cool, man. I definitely look forward to having him back.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. On that note, chefing in the kitchen. I'm out.